From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Kyle Norris. New changes to Route 50 in Jefferson City will be implemented tomorrow as part of the Lafayette Street Interchange project. With construction finished on the westbound bridge, eastbound traffic will be directed onto that bridge. The existing eastbound bridge will be demolished and rebuilt, and an eastbound off-ramp and auxiliary lanes will be constructed. MoDOT Senior Construction Inspector Derek Lepper says the lane changes should not have a significant effect on traffic flow.
We tried to make all of our transitions and stuff to where anybody should be able to go through there with ease. We've got two lanes going both directions. There shouldn't be anything out there. That shouldn't be too difficult to traverse.
The lane switches will remain in use until late spring 2016. Lepper says the project is on schedule and is expected to be completed by fall of next year. A Sedalia-based trucking company was fined and ordered to reinstate an employee who was fired after he reported a work-related injury. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration announced the action yesterday against RCL Wiring LP, which operates as Idaho and Sedalia Transportation Company. The agency determined the employee was harassed and disciplined after he reported an injury in February of 2014. OSHA said in a news release the company fired the employee in June of 2014, claiming he made harassing and threatening statements. President Obama and members of Congress marked the 150th anniversary of the ratification of the 13th Amendment yesterday. The amendment officially banned slavery in the U.S. Jim Howard reports.
President Abraham Lincoln saw the 13th Amendment as being necessary to ensure the freedoms he had granted in the Emancipation Proclamation would live on past his wartime authority. Kansas City Democratic Representative Emanuel Cleaver grew up as a boy in Texas celebrating Juneteenth with his grandfathers. It marks June 19th, the day Texas slaves learned they were free. Cleaver says his grandfathers would never have believed that a black president would be talking about the 13th Amendment with their grandson as a member of Congress.
I don't know how heaven works, but I hope they had a chance to see this today.
Illinois became the first state to ratify the amendment on February 1, 1865, but it took 10 months and 26 more states before it became law. In Washington, I'm Jim Howard.
Wild hogs are creating a nuisance across much of Missouri, but conservation officials are warning against hunting the animals. KMOX Radio says feral hogs are upsetting the natural balance and forcing out other species. Missouri Department of Conservation officials say trapping is more effective than hunting, especially since it can often allow a majority of a roaming population of hogs to be captured at once. Alan Leary, the Conservation Department's feral hog coordinator, says when hunters shoot an animal or two from a group, the others learn and become even harder to capture. He asks that any sightings be reported to the Conservation Department. I'm Kyle Norris, KBIA News, Columbia.